Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein, District 5, the Sykesville-Eldersburg area, wishing everyone a very happy, safe, secure, and healthy new year as we walk into 2021. Also, those that had celebrated Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, wishing all of you that you had a very happy and merry holiday season with your family and close friends, and also obviously maintain safe with each other and staying healthy. We're going to continue to say, and I know it sounds like a broken record, but it's also very important, wear the mask. Stay a safe distance from those that you believe may be COVID infected or may be under the weather, and try to stay as healthy as you can. 2020 is behind us. We've said that the days were very long, but the weeks, the months, and this year just flew by. And now 2021 is in front of us, and it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great year, neighbor to neighbor, working together as a Carroll Countyan, and we will get through this. What I wanted to do this morning was share with you a little bit of the inside baseball of what the county has been doing over this past year, even during these challenging times. I described a little bit about the planning and zoning process. The planning and zoning process throughout the year was from the planning department, the planning commission, and our county commissioners coming together in work sessions to making recommended decisions, or actually recommendations, to us. And then right now we're in a position with provisional decisions on 28 properties throughout the county on how they should either be rezoned or stay as is in the employment campus, industrial, and commercial sites. More to follow on that in mid-January when decision will be finalized on those pieces of property. We are also looking at opportunities for rural broadband and Comcast discussions on what best suits us here in Carroll County. I really applaud our IT department and Mark Ripper and his team for staying on top of this even during these challenging times. I already mentioned Linda Eisenberg and the Planning Commission with all the work that she and her team have been doing in getting us ready. If you can't tell, I'm giving a little bit of shout-outs to our Carroll County team, especially as they did so much work behind the scenes during 2020. Tim Burke, our lawyer, and his team working with lots of different settlements and discussions from the North Carroll High School settlement that I think Commissioner Weaver shared earlier during his podcast to all the ag preservation properties and settlements that we're going through. Our goal remains the same, and that is to get a third of Carroll County in ag preserved, which is 100,000 acres. We're closing in on that 75,000 acre mark, and I'm so proud of Carroll County for taking on this challenge. It is definitely, I believe, the largest percentage of ag-preserved land in any jurisdiction within Maryland. That's what makes Carroll County, Carroll County. It is the culture and is the community to keep us intact between business and the economy, along with our agricultural culture. Jack Liburn and his team, I cannot say enough about our economic development team. From early in March, when we took about $800,000 of the county dollars from his directorate and put it right towards our small businesses, restaurants, home-based businesses, sole proprietors, and he just did a bang-up job in getting folks to ask for the grants and then walking through the grants and getting the money out the door within a couple weeks. Those best practices from early March and April hold true today, and I think he's gone through four or five generations of getting money through the system, whether it was federal money from the CARES Act or the $1.2 million from our state for restaurants. Jack and his team have been just fantastic in working through getting the money out. The last grant I just want to share from that $1.2 million from the restaurants, 146 restaurants, or 81% of the restaurants here in Carroll County, applied for those grants and have received them. The intent is by January 7th, there will be more grants and more dollars available for hotels and motels, along with additional restaurants. So more to follow on all of that. During the past year, citizen services have just been so challenged in working with, you know, our seniors and aging and disabilities in very tough times, especially when the senior centers have been closed during this whole time. Celine Steckel and her entire team at Citizen Services were doing so much work, a lot of it behind the scenes, in taking care of our community. From grab-and-go meals, from Meals on Wheels, working with our HUD, getting additional dollars for those that are in need. It's a challenge, but there is one challenge that I want to bring to your attention, and that is, again, when we see something, we shouldn't just walk by. We should say something, and when we see something and say something, we should have the ability to do something. And if that means reaching out to an individual or reaching out to an authority to help a situation, then it's on us as Carroll Countyans to take care of Carroll Countyans. Unfortunately, I was told that 16 homeless died this past year in Carroll County. That is 16 too much. So we've got to work hard in taking care of our community, especially those in need, and during the winter season as we're walking ourselves into it right now. The numbers are still very difficult to swallow when it comes to COVID and COVID-19. The hospital is doing just a great job in taking care of those that are sick, but they are being heavily tasked. And I know Garrett and his entire team over at the hospital are up to the task, and the LifeBridge community is doing just a great job. But again, it's just something that we just have to be aware of, and I always want to give a shout out to all of them for all the work they're doing. Operation Warp Speed, from the top down, was to get vaccinations in the hands of those that need it, and then get the needles in the arms. And we are going through that process right now. I applaud Jeff Castaway over DPW, the Sheriff's Department, the Health Department. Ed Singer's just been fantastic. Identifying those that are in need, those first responders, those caretakers, and getting the initial vaccinations. We have a few thousand vaccinations that have been applied, I think, to date, and that will be a continuing operation throughout the year. We have a long ways to go. I'd like to say there's light at the end of the tunnel. It may still be a light far away, but we're moving in that direction. So let's just all keep working together. A shout out to Rob Burke and the Comptroller. You know, I did share that we were once again a AAA bond rating in Carroll County. And that is just a fantastic opportunity for Carroll County to do what's best for Carroll Countyans in using our money wisely. Speaking about using money wisely, Ted Zaleski is preparing us being the county commissioners, with, again, a strong foundation in understanding the budget and walking ourselves into the budget season, which will start in vigor over the next few months. It's going to be a tough time, but I know with Ted's mentorship and guidance, along with you as a community and understanding your needs, we're going to make the best decisions we can with the information we have. I know I missed a couple of folks like Tom Devilbiss and others, like Scott Campbell. They're just doing fantastic work. Kim Frock in taking care of HR, and all the others on our staff. I am so proud to be a part of our Carroll County government and look forward to 2021. I would be remiss if I did not end by saying thank you to our Chief Administrator, Roberta Windham, and all of the work that she has done, especially in 2020 during these very challenging times. She has been there every time I needed her, been responsive to the community and to our county government in more ways than I can really share and say at this point. I just want to give a real big shout out to Roberta, and just want from me to her saying thank you. I would be remiss if I did not give a special shout out to a group of folks, from Chris Swam and his team, that did all of the social media and virtual meetings seamlessly throughout this year, along with Chris Weinbrenner, who provided our public releases and again added to social media to keeping our community informed. And lastly, our personal staff, from Vivian, Nicole, Denise, and Kathy. Thank you so much for taking care of us, the commissioners, and ensuring our schedules and agendas were prepared and we were ready to go, again, taking care of our community. Thank you. And in closing, I would also be remiss at the end by not saying thank you to our fellow commissioners and the work they've done, especially Commissioner President Steve Wance, in taking the reins throughout 2020 and making sure that Carroll County is listened to and heard at the state that we are represented well, that our best interests are in play in all discussions made from the state to local level. Commissioner Steve Wentz has just done a great job in doing that and ensuring that we, the Board of Commissioners, were always kept informed. So I really appreciate the work that he has done throughout this past year in a very, very challenging time, along with the other commissioners. You know, we have a long ways to go. 2021, as I shared, I believe is going to be an awesome year. I look forward to it because we have a team of rock stars in county government, because we have an awesome community that is engaged, and I know we're going to do the best we can in the upcoming new year. In closing, once again, life is good, and I really believe that. It's even better being a Carroll Countyan. And I am signing off. This is, again, Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Have an awesome day and a great start to 2021.